Chainalysis sues U.S. government, says ICE rigged a $95 million deal. Chainalysis, the blockchain analytics firm that supplies transaction tracing tools to law enforcement and exchanges worldwide, has filed a legal complaint against the U.S. government. The company lodged 7 counts tied to a $95 million contract, accusing Immigration and Customs Enforcement, AICE, of steering the award away from a fair process. The filing was first flagged publicly by CoinBureau on August 31, 2026. The reversal is hard to miss. Chainalysis built its business helping agencies like ICE, the FBI, and the IRS follow crypto money trails through the very kind of forensic scrutiny it is now demanding a court apply to a federal procurement. The core of the complaint, the 7 counts, center on a single allegation that the process behind the $95 million contract was not competitive on the merits. Bid protests of this kind usually argue that an agency ignored its own evaluation criteria, gave one vendor information others did not have, or wrote the requirements so narrowly that only a favored bidder could qualify. Chainalysis is asserting that the award was decided before a genuine comparison took place. The dollar figure matters. A $95 million government contract for blockchain analytics is a large multi-year commitment, and losing it or watching it go to a rival on terms the incumbent sees as unfair is the kind of loss a company fights rather than absorbs. Federal contractors rarely sue the agencies that feed them repeat business. Doing so signals the stakes were high enough to accept the relationship damage. At the time of writing, the government had not responded publicly to the specific counts, and the underlying procurement documents were not part of the initial public disclosure. Readers should treat the accusations as claims in a filed complaint, not findings. The details here rest on the initial report of the filing. The full docket and any government response will define what actually happened. A tracer of money asks a court to examine one. Chainalysis sits at an unusual point in the crypto stack. Its software helps agencies decide who to investigate and helps exchanges decide which wallets to flag or freeze. That places it close to enforcement power without being an enforcement body itself. A public dispute with a primary customer pulls back the curtain on how that relationship is priced and awarded. The blockchain analytics market has also gotten more crowded. Rivals such as TRM Labs and Elliptic compete for the same federal and enterprise budgets, and agencies increasingly split work across vendors rather than lock into one. A contested $95 million award fits that pressure. As the buyer pool professionalizes its purchasing, incumbents lose the assumption that renewals are theirs to keep. A lawsuit is one way to contest that shift. There is a credibility layer, too. Chainalysis markets itself on the integrity of its investigations. Alleging that a government process was rigged is a strong claim to stake its name on, and it invites scrutiny of the firm's own conduct in the bid. Both sides now have an interest in a detailed record. The read-through for crypto users. For most people holding a crypto card or trading on an exchange, this dispute changes nothing about balances or access. The market barely registered it. Bitcoin traded around 78,640 on August 31, 2026, up 0.8% on the day, with Ether near 2,447, and the broader fear and greed index sitting at 75, firmly in greed territory. This is a procurement fight, not a market event. The longer-term relevance is about surveillance infrastructure. The tools at the center of this contract are the same ones that trace stablecoin flows, flag wallets tied to sanctioned entities, and inform the compliance checks that sit behind exchange, onboarding, and card issuance. Anyone who has moved funds through a regulated venue, from a stablecoin balance to a self-custody wallet, has interacted with the output of firms like this. The pipes that watch crypto payments are supplied by a small number of private companies, and how those companies win government business is not a trivial detail. It also lands during a stretch of heavy compliance and custody news across the sector, from exchanges adjusting disclosures to seizures moving through government wallets. The infrastructure layer, not just the price layer, is where a lot of the 2026 story is being written.